Hello again, and welcome to the February of 2022 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your monthly host, Marv Pikla, and I can't believe how fast time goes by and the opportunity to share a few thoughts again about leadership and communication, personal development, and of course, innovation has come around one more time. Yep, it is the 15th of the month. And before I go into this month's topic, I want to let everybody know that I really do try to address topics from each of those main professional development areas on a pretty shared time basis. And yes, I will admit that leadership and innovation seem to kind of float to the top of my monthly list every time. But really, I try to give each of them equal learning moments time. However, also remember that if I receive a note or have a conversation with someone requesting special time be given to a certain topic, that's exactly where I will go that next month. So bottom line, I do honor special requests all the time. And with that as a lead-in, I have had a request for a discussion on giving and getting professional coaching. Giving and getting professional coaching. To begin, I kind of define professional coaching as the offering of advice. Not orders, not directives. No, just a mutually given and accepted piece of advice, normally about a specific topic. Yes, it does have mentoring overtones, but coaching can happen regardless of any organized structure or time frames. And I also believe that professional coaching can occur from the top down in an organization or business, and I mean from leadership down to all staff, and also from side to side, from co-worker to co-worker. Professional coaching can and should occur. And of course, from the bottom up, from frontline staff up to leadership. As an example of that last option, frontline to leadership, think about a veteran college instructor who is struggling on how to best get his or her class learnings ingrained to every student. Wouldn't it be coaching appropriate to ask a small group of students for their help, advice, right from the students, the customers themselves? And maybe not just for one moment, but for the entire semester. Who knows? Professional coaching. Then consider a side-to-side professional coaching example. Say a group of home health care aides who are all experiencing the same type of problem with our client customers, cooperatively sharing the best way to get a person to take their medicines, their meds, okay? Supervisors, leaders who are once removed from the direct client situation may not be the best person or persons to offer great sharing, coaching, information. Rather, the side-to-side professional coaching option would most likely provide the best answers and solutions. Okay? In my experience, I do not see professional coaching utilized or endorsed or standardized as maybe a continuous improvement activity in organizations and businesses. Yes, it may happen as a result of a specific problem issue or maybe a new development challenge, but interactive, inter-organizational professional coaching is not contained in anyone's personnel policy handbook. I truly believe all employees retain at least one great professional coaching information piece, skill, asset that they can contribute. So am I saying every employee in your organization or business is and should be recognized as a professional? Hell, I mean, absolutely yes. Therefore, consider building professional coaching time into everyone's work days or weeks. I believe you will be pleasantly surprised by realizing the additional talents and skills that exist in and around your workplace. Likewise, I believe the problem-solving capacities within your workplace will grow and expand. And maybe, the most important one to me is I believe the culture of professionalism throughout your organization, through genuine, authentic coaching, will become a more common standard in your company. Professionalism will be the culture. Wow, I've used up my time already. It's gone by real quick. Thanks for listening to another learning moment, and we'll talk more next month.